welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tuminari, and with me today from NeuroChangers are Cassie and Lindsay. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
This is cool. I get to talk to two people at once. This is the first for the Feel Better show. Okay, so NeuroChangers is located very close to where we are in South Etobicoke. You're in the Ford Performance Center.
Yes.
Which is really cool. I've been there recently. How many ice pads are there?
There's four.
Right.
And it's also the place where the Leafs, the Marlies, and the Scepters practice. So we get to watch some pro hockey sometimes, which
Very
is great.
Very cool. That's awesome. Okay. Tell me about what you guys do at NeuroChangers.
We're a clinic that specializes in neuro rehab. So we work with everything from spinal cord injury to brain injury, MS, CP. We have a lot of specialized technology as well. Something called like the Locomat, which is this really cool like exoskeleton. It's a robotic piece. You strap it onto the legs. You can basically walk on a treadmill, so people who otherwise would never be able to walk or see themselves upright can kind of get that feeling.
No way.
It's pretty cool.
Because of the brain or spinal injury.
Yeah, so like spinal cord injury, you wouldn't be able to voluntarily move your legs otherwise, but we strap this big exoskeleton onto your legs, and then we get you to walk on
amazing.
A treadmill. It's pretty cool.
So it's like all the bones and ligaments are now on the outside of the leg.
Essentially, yeah.
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 Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
That's cool. Very interesting. Okay. So would you deal primarily with people who have had accidents or athletes who have incurred injuries?
So it's a bit of both. We have a lot of people who have had accidents, whether that's in their personal lives or at work. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of workplace catastrophic injuries.
Oh, really?
And then we do have a few people who were former athletes who were injured during their sport who now have lifelong injuries as well.
Lifelong, like what?
Mostly spinal cord injuries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So contact sport athletes?
Not necessarily. Some have been like individual sports, like gymnastics or things like that.
Oh, there was like
potential.
An accident?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But some of those people, because they've been very active and motivated before the injury, they're some of the most motivated people after to kind of
fair enough.
Work
they're
hard
fighters,
and,
right? They're
yeah.
competitors
yeah.
and they want to yeah. win and they want to get back on their feet, literally.
We also see people who have neurological conditions such as like multiple sclerosis or cerebral palsy. So those are either something they're born with or something that comes up later in life, but then is progressive. So we kind of have a different approach depending on what the injury is, what the condition is, and what the person's goals are.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting. So it sounds like very fulfilling work for you. Clearly you make people feel better on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like how did you guys get started in this? Do you want to start with that?
I guess we both kind of almost had a similar start. We both did the exercise science and lifestyle management program at Humber College, and we both chose our placement at NeuroChangers. And I can remember the exact moment that I was like, oh my God, I need to do this. Like, they're never getting rid of me ever. I was working with an older lady who had just had a stroke, and I helped her take her first steps.
Wow.
For the first time after her stroke. And her family were just so ecstatic that I was like, you're literally, I'm never leaving. And I didn't.
Nope.
So I finished my placement, and then I literally just never left. And I said, I'm staying here until you hire me. So eventually,
great.
When a spot opened up, they did hire me, but I volunteered, I think, for a year or two because I was just like, this is what I want to do. There's nothing else like it. Like, there's no clinics like us. We're kinesiologists. We have the role that we do in the autonomy that we have and the conditions that you work with, the like the locomat, stuff like that. So eventually, like, they hired me, and I stayed. And I don't have any plans on leaving anytime soon.
Nope.
That's great. Yeah. Wow, that must have made you feel really nice helping that woman.
It was like that light bulb moment. You're like, oh, like, wow, like this is it. This is what we're doing for the rest of our lives here.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Lindsay, what's your deal?
So similar thing. So we both did the same postgraduate program at different times. Cassie was a student with the clinic while I was already working there. She actually continued volunteering basically when I went on mat leave, which was great to come back and still see her there. When I actually started volunteering there before I did my placement there, because the bus that I took to the school went by it and I was like, oh, that looks interesting. So I called them up and asked if I could volunteer, and yeah, from my first day there, I was seeing all these people do amazing things and seeing how the clinicians all worked together as well. Didn't matter what your role was, if you were a physio, a kinesiologist, a physiotherapy assistant, a massage therapist, everyone was very collaborative in their approach to helping people. And we're still like that, which I think is kind of also rare in the field. Mm-hmm. But what I really appreciated when I started working was the opportunity to learn from our fellow coworkers, because everyone has a different background, a different interest, maybe a different, slightly different focus. So you kind of get to pull ideas from different people and see things in different ways that you maybe didn't see them before. And it's a really like fulfilling place to work. Every day we get to see people do amazing things that you're like, textbook wise, you shouldn't be doing this, but you are, which is great.
Very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's neat. And it's been really cool for me to host this show, to talk to a lot of folks like yourselves who have these wonderful stories about what inspired them to get into the wellness field. Mm-hmm. So it's touching, and it's very inspiring, I think, to myself and hopefully our viewers as well. So did you guys go to Humber College Lakeshore campus?
North Campus.
So yeah. You just went by the Ford Performance Center on your way.
Yeah, well, we actually used to be at a different location North Etobicoke. and then we moved to the location we're at now about
2018,
yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And that's a great spot to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. so can I ask, and maybe you've already answered this, but maybe not, but for you, Lindsay, like, what's the most rewarding thing about your job? Because you already told me the lady who walked out of the stroke. Yeah. I don't know if anything can beat that.
I mean, it's kind of recreated in different clients. Like, you're helping multiple people take their first steps after they're injured,
really? Achieve
these like goals that they never imagined they could do post-injury. So it's kind of, that's part of their daily life there. Yeah. So it's really amazing to go to work and you're like, oh, I'm like 100% making a difference in someone's life today.
Does it still feel great?
It
like,
does
it wear off at all? Like, do you get... become numb to making people feel better?
Not at all.
So it still feels great.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's definitely some days that maybe it's a tough day. Like, you know, if someone's not having a great day mentally. And because a lot of times with these catastrophic injuries, there's a huge emotional and mental impact to it as well.
Sure.
So there's some days where maybe we play a little bit more of a talking therapist role as opposed to a physical therapist role, where we're just kind of, you know, listening and trying to just, you know, help them kind of work through some things to hopefully make their day a little bit better. But yeah, for me, I find it like extremely rewarding every day. I guess one time that sticks out to me, and this client I still work with, and we still do this every once in a while, is we started salsa dancing. So something he used to do with his wife before his injury, and something that he wanted to get back to doing again, something they enjoy doing. And we started basically on a harness system, so that way he was supported, but we started salsa dancing, and now we salsa like just out in the open, and it's a nice little way to end our sessions together.
Wow.
Too.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool. And how rewarding must that feel for you guys? That's amazing.
Yeah.
So if the folks watching or listening want to know more about NeuroChangers, where should they go?
So our website is neurochangers.ca. We're also on Instagram at NeuroChangers. We have a Facebook page. And we also have a YouTube where we post free adaptive fitness exercise videos.
Great.
And we also host monthly free Instagram Live and group classes as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then fantastic. We also do offer like free 15-minute phone consults if you're interested but don't know if it's right for you. And you can just set that up at info@neurochangers.ca as well.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Cassie, Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you guys for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.